Mayfair. Here we are in Scottsdale, Arizona. Enjoying every minute of the sights and sounds, but I've been here before. Weather is in the low 70s with a slight overcast, but the sunshine feels wonderful. Condolences to Dan and Sandra Lang of Mayfair on the recent passing of his dad Ralph. He was a farmer in the area for more than 50 years and first wife, Brenda, deceased, and he had one child. He is survived by grandchildren Joe, Scott, Alyssa and families. Remember to mark your calendar for Rabbit Lake's Snowmobile Rally Saturday, March 4th. Tickets are $3 for $20 and can be purchased by e-transfer to rabbitlake@gmail.com or from locals Troy and Amanda Moore, Dave Roll, Darren Spielman among many others. First prize is $5,000, second prize $2,500 and third prize $1,250. On the well-marked trail at Checkpoint 1, $300 will be awarded. At Checkpoint 2, $500 is to be won by some lucky person. One has to be 18 years or older in order to purchase a ticket. Draw to be made at 6:30 p.m. in Rabbit Lake Hall. Elaine Tompkins, a Rabbit Lake resident, has been in several hospitals since the middle of July 2022, and now there is finally some encouraging news. She had a hip replacement and ended up with a severe infection, and things are getting better, but she will face a few more surgeries. Best of luck, Elaine, as we are all cheering you on this bumpy road of life. Husband Jim will be glad to share all of the scary ups and downs as she needs to recover before the other surgeries. It's been a long winter for both of them. Former Mayfair teacher from years back was honored in Saskatoon by receiving the 2022 Saskatchewan Sport Coach Award January 26. Doug Sylvester of North Battleford is the recipient of this well-deserved award. At present, he is in Candle Lake for the Canada Winter Games with his well-trained biathlon team. Many are thanking Doug for being an outstanding coach, mentor and role model. For sure there will be biathlon students of his winning awards at these winter games. Last month, Stephen and Leanne Cherwinski enjoyed an all-inclusive holiday to the Riviera Mayan in Mexico. They and many other tourists have noticed that traveling is getting pricey since COVID. That area is still a great winter getaway destination. They have gone there in the past where 5 eating establishments were included with their designated hotel, but now your only option is one restaurant on the hotel grounds. They had a great holiday and certainly didn't complain about the food. The Phoenix Zoo, also named Arizona Center for Nature Conservation, was an entertaining day with son Ryan, Melissa and their young son, and also Melissa's sister and her 2-year-old daughter. She has lived in Scottsdale with her American husband for many years. Ryan and the 2 little ones went on a camel ride in the heat of the day. It's President's Day, February 20th, so this place was crowded. An Expat in Arizona by Nikki Olenek Johnson. As a former resident of North Battleford, born and raised, I've been blessed with the ability to travel and work all across the United States. My family and I currently reside in Scottsdale, Arizona. COVID has certainly put a strain on my ability to spend time with those I love deeply. This Christmas we all traveled to Saskatchewan to experience a white and cold Christmas. It was incredible. However, this week we were grateful to be able to have our nephew, Shay Woolishin, visit for the first time with his parents Ryan and Melissa, all from Mayfair. They were all able to spend time with my 2-year-old daughter Charlotte Johnson here in Scottsdale. We visited the Phoenix Zoo, the Scottsdale Aquarium, trampoline parks and played games at arcades. Shay was even able to attend his very first NHL hockey game and travel to our beautiful cabin nestled in the northern Arizona mountains. We were also able to have Dave and Elaine Woolishin come from Yuma to spend a few days with us and enjoy the sunshine and quality time together.